Since the school shooting in Parkland, Florida last month, we've seen young people come out to engage in the national political conversation like never before. They've been called Generation Z or Postmillennials or the I Generation. It's a generation still so young, no one really knows who'll name them yet.
But what do they think about the major issues facing us today? A new report released at the beginning of the year digs into that question. It's called Diversity, Division, Discrimination, The State of Young America. And it was produced by the Public Religion Research Institute and MTV. And its findings are somewhat surprising. According to the survey, experiences with discrimination are pretty common among young people. But this generation is more likely to intervene when they see it happening and to talk about it. They feel pressure to conform to gender stereotypes that are becoming increasingly vague. And this is the one that gets me. They are optimistic about the future of the country. So I wanted to talk to some young people about all of this. So I reached out to some local high schools and gathered four of them to come in to the studio and hash it out. They are Jacob Martinez from Dobson High School, Lauren Schuster, who goes to Paradise Honors High School, and Fredian Tuisenge and Rosario Peralta, who both go to North High School in Phoenix. And I started by asking them about their experiences with discrimination. The study found that one in four young people report that they have been targeted or treated unfairly in the last year because of their race or ethnicity, gender, sexual orientation, immigration status, or religious belief. And these students were no different, though they said their experiences with discrimination have been more implicit than explicit. You'll hear Fredian first here.
One that I get all the time is, you're smart for a black girl, and that itself just sets up a prejudice, a stereotype. It just makes me self-conscious about who I am and where I'm heading. So to me, that's a form of discrimination, because if they have that mindset while talking to me, why should I think differently that they would have the same mindset when hiring me or considering me for a scholarship?
I have personally experienced not race discrimination, but gender discrimination, specifically in my workplace and in my school. I also get told, like, oh, you're pretty smart for a little girl or for a teenager, like, you like put yourself together well compared to others. And like, while that seems like a compliment, it sort of does imply that stereotype as well, where they come into the conversation with me expecting me to not be as intelligent as them or to be inferior to them.
Do you see this, any of you, in your schools, among your peers? Do you think that this is an issue that's facing your generation?
I would say that I do see this in my schools. For instance, Fradian's situation happens pretty much all the time at my school, where people give backhanded compliments or things like that. But I also think that our generation is more aware that it is happening and can kind of catch themselves in their like biases and realize that what they're saying is wrong, or their peers can see that. So I'm not necessarily as worried about my generation dealing with discrimination.
Do you think it's because you've been able to learn from what's happened in your parents' generation, say, like things that you've studied in school, or do you think that this is something that's unique?
So Rosara and I were talking about this earlier in the day, and she answered this question, and so I'm going to answer it for her. She said that social media has been a platform that as young adults we've used to not only connect with other people, but to learn other people's story, to know how they've been affected by discrimination, and it gives the story a face. I think social media is often seen in negative light, but I think through social media, young adults have learned how their words impact others, and they have also had the capability to learn what's happening to others around the world. So that's made us, that's kind of differentiates us from our parents' generation, because they weren't as connected as we are.
Yeah. So seeing this recent sort of rise in protests, there have been a lot of protests, a lot of demonstrations, a lot of activism. How active do you think you all are in politics? How much do you follow it? Do you think that this generation is more aware of this stuff than adults might think?
Personally, I'd like to classify myself as pretty heavily involved. I'm the chairman of the Teenage Republicans here in Arizona, and I do a lot of work outside. I've started nonprofits in order to get young people more engaged. And you mentioned trying to get our generation more involved. And to me, that's a very important issue, because we have so many issues in this country right now that are really, really going to take effect when our generation starts to step into the workforce and lead this country. And it's things that right now it seems like politicians are just kicking the can down the road, and they're not finding a solution. And that's hurting us, because we're the ones that are going to have to address this and are going to have to figure out, you know, with their mistakes, how we're going to fix it.
I am also very politically active. I've been in many organizations. And why I do this is because, one, I want to break the stereotype that I can't be involved and that I can't care. And in fact, most of my peers and I have conversations about what's happening in the news. We read newspapers together and we like text each other. Hey, did you read this? Did you get that? Like, that was cool. Mm-hmm. And then also, I am a big believer of the whole, like, the kids are going to be in charge of the world someday. So you have to, like, nurture them and teach them the ways if you want them to be successful. So the fact that I feel like I was being shut out of the political world and being shut out of organizations just because of my age, that really bugged me. And that motivated me so much to just keep pushing. And that's why I got politically active.
All right. I want to move on to the next thing. I want to talk a little bit about race relations. So when you look at race relations in America right now, we mentioned protests are on the rise. This is a really divisive time in our country, I think, especially when it comes to race relations. Do you think that this generation has hope of getting us somewhere farther?
I have faith that our generation will be able to make a change in how we think and how we address the problem, whether it is race discrimination or gender discrimination or any ism, like she was talking about. I think that as long as we bring more social attention to it, which I think that we're doing a pretty good job right now, I think that as we ourselves move into political positions and into our workforce and as we move in from young adults to being actual adults, that we will actually start to make change and we'll have the platform. While we have a minimal one right now, I think that we'll have a bigger platform in order to make the change that we really want to.
Several of you have mentioned gender issues, like being discriminated against for your gender or seeing people who identify as a different gender having trouble with that. Do you feel pressure to conform to gender stereotypes, and do you think those are starting to be broken down as your generation comes of age?
So I personally have felt pressured to conform to gender stereotypes. I wouldn't say maybe as much as people before in like the 50s and 60s with housewives. I definitely want to have a career of my own and get an education. But just in the little underlying stereotypes where people don't expect girls to be necessarily the most dedicated to school or to sports. So I definitely feel those pressures. But again, talking about it more now, and there's gender nonconforming people, and I feel like the whole LGBTQ+ community feels this a lot because they're really the community challenging a lot of these gender stereotypes. So I feel like our generation is definitely, we're talking about it more and really just becoming more open-minded and learning from one another. So I really have hope for our generation and breaking down all of these gender stereotypes that end up hurting both men and women.
It sounds like over and over again, you all are pretty hopeful. I mean, maybe frustrated by some things that are happening, right? But pretty hopeful for the future. What is it that you are predicting you will have to face? What do you think the most pressing issues are going to be that you need to tackle when you're adults?
I feel like there's like this complete polarization of political parties. Mm-hmm. And just like with all these biases and prejudices that people have against Republicans or Democrats right when you say that, and immediately aligning with one party or the other is a very big issue. Because I feel like that is the one place where our generation kind of like shuts off their ears and stops listening, or like, you're not leaning to the left, well then I don't want to talk to you, you don't understand anything. Hmm. We really need to work on talking about that so we can truly learn from everyone and find the best path for our country to take.
It's it's just interesting that you bring up political discrimination. And I'm not going to say that I've necessarily been discriminated against. But one thing that I have experienced in the past is people, personally, I'm a young conservative, more Republican leaning, but to many people, seeing a young person with those ideologies, it's quite strange for them. And so I feel like a common perception that people have meeting me is, oh, okay, so you're a young person, you must be a Democrat, you must believe this. It's those stereotypes almost that kind of influence people's perspectives really without any prior knowledge.
Along with along with mending the bridge. I also think we should also work on mending the bridge between young adults and those who are currently adults right now. Because we talk to each other a lot about the problems that are occurring, and we're talking about how we see the world, but they also have their own experiences and their own views on what racism or genderism or any of these isms look like. There is going to be a clash of the new ideas versus the old ideas. That's a trend that tends to happen a lot when something's being introduced. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when the bridge is brought together and both are given platforms to discuss and see that while their fighting took in different forms and while they found different ways, they're still fighting the same battle, and that it's better if they work it together. So I feel like that's something that I'm personally going to have to work on, and also working on unlearning my own biases and my own prejudices and helping other people unlearn their own biases and their own prejudices, because if it can be learned, it can be unlearned.
Yeah. Do you all think that you're hopeful for the future of the country?
I think that the United States has come such a long way from its origin, and it's only getting, I think it only can get better from here.
I'm hopeful because I truly believe that there are people out there who are as passionate as I am, and I don't think everyone has bad intentions. And I think once that comes to realization, that people just sometimes need a conversation to be have, or they just needed their eyes open or to become more aware or just anything. And a spark in them can be awakened. So, I don't know. That's kind of a very optimistic kind of view.
But it sounds like you're all pretty optimistic, and it sounds like we have a lot to look forward to. Jacob, Lauren, Fradian, Rosario, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was Jacob Martinez, Lauren Schuster, Fradian Tiusenge, and Rosario Peralta, all high school students from across the valley who came in to talk to me about the state of young America.